In late June, the World Heritage Committee of the United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, UNESCO, registered the Iranian Golestan Palace in its World Heritage List. This is the first Iranian monument among the other 15, which has been located in the heart of the capital, Tehran. The palace was built in Tehran in the 16th century during the reign of Safavid King Tahmasp. The site received its most characteristic features following extensions in the 19th century when the ruling Qajar family selected the palace as their royal residence and seat of power. The palace was rebuilt to its current form in 1865 by Haji Abdul Hassan Mimar Nawai. On Sunday, an official ceremony was held just in front of the palace to celebrate registration of the prestigious building on UNESCO list.
President Ahmadinejad has attended the ceremony to share his excitement with hundreds of people here who are happy to see the Golestan Palace in UNESCO's World Heritage List.
During his speech, President Ahmadinejad said, besides the Islamic values, the Iranian nation is proud of its ancient civilization.
I thank Mr. President. He said he was not an expert in history, but he loves history. He cares about our national and historical identity together with our Islamic values.
Iranian officials did a good job to show UNESCO how valuable the palace was.
In 2011, the Iranian official decided to propose a historic monument in Tehran to the World Heritage Committee. The necessary information was sent to UNESCO in 2012. Then UNESCO evaluators came to Tehran and visited the palace. Eventually, in June this year, the palace was officially accepted in the World Heritage List.
But what made the Golestan Palace valuable enough to be considered as a World Heritage?
Golestan Palace has a specific architectural characteristics. It has been mixed with the urban structures around. It also displays the genius in the Iranian architecture.
Iran has dozens of other monuments that have the potential to join the other 16 in the World Heritage List. Ehsan Kevani, Press TV, Tehran.